Howdy, regulars. This is Regular Dispatch 119. It's October 15th, 2020. I'm going to cut through another of James Clear's 321 weekly Thursday emails. Three ideas from James. One, I'd estimate at least half of my frustrations with others are actually frustrations with myself for failing to set clear boundaries and stand by them. Two, read books that are relevant to what you want to achieve, and reading will never seem boring. Three, the fastest way to improve is to learn from others. Read good books, talk to people who have done it, soak up the lessons of the past. Learn from the experiments history has already run, and you can start the race halfway finished. Two, quotes from others. Actress Viola Davis on handling criticism. I don't have any time to stay up all night worrying about what someone who doesn't love me has to say about me. And two, entrepreneur and investor Sam Altman on the importance of quality. All companies that grow really big do so in only one way. People recommend the product or service to other people. What this means is that if you want to be a great company someday, you have to eventually build something so good that people will recommend it to their friends. In fact, so good that they want to be the first one to recommend it to their friends for the implied good taste. No growth hack, brilliant marketing idea, or sales team can save you long term if you don't have a sufficiently good product. And then one question. Momentum is a double-edged sword. It can compel you to new heights or keep you locked into previous choices and old habits. Where do I have healthy momentum now? Where do I have unhealthy momentum? Technically, that's two questions. That's the bit for the week. Link to it in the show notes, of course. Just some good stuff in here. I think it's an interesting idea to examine our frustrations. And if there are frustrations with other people, to sort of reset your expectations. And maybe boundaries, he referred to it as boundaries, but also to just our expectations of other people. Maybe it's on us. We need to just chill out and give them more room. A couple of parts in here about reading and, reading and studying history is really, really cool. It's a bit of a paradox. Because I don't think this whole notion that, you know, those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it, but just the very act of knowing history is elusive, in my opinion. I don't think we know much actually about what's going on in current events, much less the recent past, much less so the distant past. And just take something like the Great Depression, what caused it, what brought us out of it. How much do you really know about it? As always, the old exercise of just start with a blank screen or a blank sheet of paper and see how many facts you can put down on paper. And then to go study it, it's one of the all topics everywhere you look. It's funny. It seems like the more you learn, the more you realize you don't know. Your appreciation of your ignorance rises rather than your appreciation of your knowledge. So it's just a fascinating idea. All that said, it's a good idea to pick up a book and read it. And if you don't know which one to read, just start reading the one that's closest to you, that you can grab and open the easiest. Just get going. If you don't like it, put it down and try another one. I should go back to The Education of Wandering Man by Louis L'Amour at some point. That whole book is just chock full of cool stuff. He became a very successful writer, and he's got this autobiographical book that's his recollection of his own education, having left formal schooling around, I don't know, 12 or 13 years old and traveling the world. Great, great book. And he just wildly advocates reading deep and wide. And then again, too, similar to the paradox on reading, studying, knowing history, this idea of product quality, obviously it's critical. It's absolutely critical. And the magic phrase that this quote from Sam Altman closes with is, if you don't have a sufficiently good product. So what is sufficient? And that's very difficult to know in advance. And it's not like Microsoft and AOL are heralded for their product quality and their taste. But they had huge runs, made massive amounts of money. Not necessarily on the sheer quality of their product. though arguably it might have been sufficiently good. It must have been sufficiently good. It sufficed. But there's the old adage that if you aren't embarrassed about your product on launch day, you simply waited too long. So I suppose that with that adage comes the idea that you keep iterating it, keep improving it. You've got to get it to a point where it's good enough for people to share with others. And then, of course, his question there about momentum. What do we each have going on that is moving us forward versus what do we each have going on that's kind of holding us back? These really poor habits, bad practices that we just need to unplug, kill, eradicate, and move forward. Good food for thought. I got disrupted this morning. Went for a jog. Thankfully, not a super long one. Just I think it was 3 miles. And when I got home, the dog had puked in our bedroom, and so that became the next thing I was working on. And then the family got up, and but routines like getting up early and running, I do feel like those belong in the category of stuff that's providing healthy momentum. And I want to keep my attention focused on such things, and you probably do too. Hope you all are having a good week, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks.